A very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, it's great to be back with you. Last of two between the Marlins and the Braves at Marlins Park last night. With a recap, here is Glenn Geffner.
Seems like the Marlins let one get away tonight. They fall the Atlanta Braves 5-4. Miami forced to settle for a split of this two-game series with the Braves, who came in just 1-6 on the year. The ball was flying here at Marlins Park tonight. A little bit of home run derby in this series finale. Tom Kohler pitching for Miami. Jaime Garcia, the left-hander, on the mound for the Braves. And we were scoreless until the top of the third, when with one out, Jace Peterson singled. And with two outs, up stepped the leadoff man for Atlanta, Ender Inciarte. 1-1 Inciarte is hit high to right, long way back. Stanton onto the track, at the wall, leaps and he can't get it. Ender Inciarte with his first home run of the season, and the Braves take a 2-0 lead in the third. But the Marlins came right back in the bottom of the third, a leadoff double from D. Gordon, and three batters later, up stepped Stanton. The 0-1 to Stanton. Swinging a drive, left field and deep. Back goes Peterson in front of the out-of-town scoreboard. At the wall, leaps, and he can't get it. It hits off the top of the wall and goes over. A two-run homer for Stanton, his first of the season, and we're knotted at 2 in the third. So the teams trade third inning two-run homers, but in the fourth inning, Atlanta kept the home run barrage coming, leading things off against Tom Kohler, Freddie Freeman. On 3-1, Freeman swinging, lifts a high fly ball, right center field, hit it well. Yelich back at the wall. He'll watch it go. Freddie Freeman hit two home runs Sunday in Pittsburgh. This is his third of the year. And the Braves in this home run derby go back out on top 3-2 in the fourth. But Giancarlo was just getting warmed up after a one-out error by the Braves shortstop Dansby Swanson. Christian Yelich at first base in the fifth. It was time for Stanton to do it again.
Yelich the runner at first. Here's the 2-2. Stanton swings, drills the ball hard. This is hit to left. It is a line drive into the seats. It is up, up and away. A home run for Giancarlo. It took about a second and a tenth to get out of here. My, oh my. His second home run of the game. His second two-run homer of the night. And the Marlins have taken a 4-3 lead.
For Giancarlo, his 19th career multiple home run game. That's the most ever by a Marlin. Stanton with 19, Hanley Ramirez had 12, Dan Ugla 11, Mike Lowell 11, Preston Wilson 10. That's our Aquafina stat of the game tonight. Aquafina for Happy Bodies. So the Marlins had the lead for the first time, 4-3 through 5. Tom Kohler went 6, and he exited with that lead. He allowed 5 hits and 3 runs, walked a couple, struck out 1, served up the 2 home run balls for TK tonight, 71 pitches, 42 strikes. The Braves starter Jaime Garcia left on line for a loss in his 5 innings of work. He allowed 7 hits and 4 runs, 3 earned, a couple of walks, 4 strikeouts, 2 Stanton homers for Garcia in 5 innings, 86 pitches, 55 strikes. The Marlins, though, would not manage a hit and would manage only one base runner against the Braves' bullpen in this ball game. Eric O'Flaherty struck out 2 in a perfect 6th inning. Jose Ramirez with a 1-2-3 7th. Marcelo Ozuna led off the 8th inning against Aroldis Vizcaino, reaching on a strikeout and a wild pitch. But Tyler Moore followed with a double play ball. Miguel Rojas struck out. Vizcaino hung a 0 in that 8th inning. In the top of the 8th inning, in a 4-3 ball game, Junichi Tozawa on the mound for Miami got the first man, Emilio Bonifacio, on a line drive to right, but he couldn't get Ender Inciarte. Another payoff pitch, Tozawa to Ender Inciarte, and it's rifled deep down the right field line toward the corner. Stanton back, and it's a two-home run night for Inciarte. We're knotted at 4 in the 8th. Braves hit 3 in the game. Inciarte, who hit 3 all year in 2016, hits 2 tonight, and we were all knotted up at 4 aside. That was our score into the 9th. The Marlins turned to their closer, A.J. Ramos, after the Tozawa blown save in the 8th inning. A.J. in the tie game got the first man, Nick Markakis, on a bouncer back to the mound. But then he walked Brandon Phillips. He came back to strike out Adonis Garcia for the second out. But then a wild pitch sent Phillips down to second base. So in a 4-4 deadlock, the Braves had a man at second. Two outs in the top of the 9th for their catcher, Tyler Flowers.
A.J. to the belt. The pitch. A swing and a line drive past the glove of Riddle out into left center. Coming around third is Phillips, and Phillips will score standing up. and the Atlanta Braves have recaptured a lead, this time 5-4.
So AJ allows a run on a hit, a walk, and a wild pitch in that ninth inning. And the Braves had the lead back at 5-4. Jim Johnson's their closer. And in the ninth, he faced a couple of pinch hitters. Derek Dietrich, a fly ball to center on a 3-2 count. Justin Bour struck out for the second out. Marlins' last hope was D. Gordon, and D. lined to right. And Johnson, with a perfect ninth inning, slammed the door in a 5-4 Atlanta victory. For the Braves, 5 runs, 8 hits, 1 error, 3 men left on base. For the Marlins tonight, 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They strand 6. Arodis Vizcaíno, the winning pitcher out of the bullpen, 1-0. For A.J. Ramos, the loss, 0-1. Jim Johnson, his first save of the season. Time of the game was 2 hours 51 minutes. Had a 27-minute delay when there was a little bit of a power outage here at the ballpark between 8:14 and 8:41. There was a substation, an electrical substation here at the ballpark that was actually struck by lightning, took a direct hit. That's why some of the lights went out. But when it was all said and done, 2 hours 51 minutes with a 27-minute delay, a crowd of 16,808 goes home disappointed. The Braves with the win. They close out their season-opening 8-game road trip at 2-6. Marlins fall to 4-4 in the season, now 1-1 here at Marlins Park. For the Marlins in this game, JT Realmuto drew a walk in the first inning, but then he was 0-3, so JT held hitless for the first time this season. He had begun the season having hit safely in 6 consecutive games. Marcelo Ozuna's hitting 7 of 8 now after going 1-4 in this ballgame. Big night for Giancarlo, 2-3, 2 homers, 4 RBIs, and a walk. But outside of that, not a whole lot of offense for the Marlins in this ballgame as the Braves are able to prevail 5-4 to split this 2-game set with the victory here tonight. So the Braves head home. They're off tomorrow. They open up SunTrust Park with the start of a 4-game series against the Padres on Friday. Marlins, meanwhile, are right back at it tomorrow night with the first of 4 against the New York Mets. See you out here at the ballpark. 7-10 games tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. Then a 1-10 matinee on Sunday as the Mets pay the first of their 3 annual visits to Marlins Park tomorrow.
So it was the Braves late 5-4 over the Marlins at Marlins Park last night. Tonight, the Marlins open up a 4-game series against their divisional rival in the New York Mets. Wei-Yin Chen, the left-hander, to the mound for the Marlins. Robert Gazelman, the right-hander, to the mound for the New York Mets. First pitch scheduled for 7:10. We'll hit the air at 6:40 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO on the Marlins Radio Network.